Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Happy Sunday. Happy April 24th. It is New York time and it's 10 o'clock. And we're supposed to have 68 degrees, thank God, because we've been having snow last couple of weeks, and it's been real cold, so now we're getting into the hot weather, and I appreciate it. How are you, my family? I hope everything is going well, and most importantly, I hope you are saving, making, and having fun with money. Before we talk about coupons today, and there's a reason why we're talking about it, and I'm going to tell you about that later. Before we talk about coupons today, you know we do have a permanent home. It's Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. You can come visit us, be a part of us, not just like us. Let's talk about saving, making, and having fun with money together. Because that's what we do, folks. We are family, and that we're trying to become financially free. And to do that, we have to hustle our behinds off, but yet we have to share what we learned from doing what we need to do to become financially free. So that's why I create the Facebook page. Also, if you have questions or comments, something you would like for me to talk about in future Cheap Cheetah episodes, please contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails. I welcome your suggestions. Heck, folks, we've been together like 8 years now. You know the deal. But I'm just telling people, for the new people who are listening in, also, you can visit my webpage at cheapcheetah.com, or you can visit the blog, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show blog. Just put in Cheap Cheetah, and then a whole bunch of stuff will pop up, and you can go to the books, you can go to the Facebook page, the Twitter page, all that good stuff. Also, I want you to be aware that free books, I am offering free books, Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, the Cheap Cheetah Way, and Saving for the Holidays, the Cheap Cheetah Way. They're free ebooks for you because, why? I love you and you are family. Contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com and just put free ebooks and I will send them to you. Folks, let me tell you why I'm talking about coupons today. I am talking about coupons today because I went to an event last week, which was free, given by a local community paper, which is the Newsday, and they had two of the Extreme Coupon women. You know that reality show, Extreme Coupons, where these women have stocks of stuff in their garages, and they have stacks of all kind of foods and stuff, and toiletries, and dishwasher liquids, and all that stuff, stacked either in their basement, in their garage, and they got all this stuff by using all these coupons. I'm sure you've seen the show. If not, you can go on YouTube or I think it's from TLC and watch Extreme Coupons. Excuse me. I went to one of the events last week, and it was very entertaining, and I'm going to give you the highlights of what these two women talked about. But my first question to you is, number one, do you use coupons for purchases like food, beauty products, going out to dinner? And if you do purchase coupons, if you do use coupons, how much money does it really save you? Okay? Me living in New York, number one, the coupons I do find in the newspaper do not benefit me because the coupons that I find in my local paper are for higher priced products that I would not normally buy. I try to buy the no frills or the store brands, and basically the coupons I find in my Sunday paper or from name brands like Kellogg's, Tide, and all that, the higher priced items. So I really don't get any big major benefits from coupons. Yes, I do use coupons every now and then when I want to go out to dinner. If it's a buy one, get one free, or get a free appetizer, or get a whole meal, buy one at regular price and buy another one 50% off, yeah, I use them that way. I only use coupons when I feel that it's going to really benefit me. And if you use them and you can really save a lot of money, great. You know, you need to show me how to do that, because here in New York, I can't do it. Anyway, getting back to the event. These women live, both of them, but these women live in Vegas, okay? I cannot tell you it is in Vegas when it comes to food. I cannot tell you how cheap it is if you live in Oklahoma or if you live in Kansas or if you live anywhere besides New York City, L.A., Chicago, and Hawaii. Any of the major cities you live in? Hell, if you live in London, food's probably expensive. Any of the major cities that you know rents are expensive, food's going to be expensive too. So, yes, I can probably get, or you can probably get more bang for your buck if you live in small town USA, because it's not that expensive to live, and the food is going to be cheaper. So right off the bat, when they told me at this free seminar about coupons that this is where they live, I got skeptical. But let me tell you the highlights of what they were telling us. First of all, we all have to have a grocery budget. We know that, okay? Second of all, in the budget, we also have to realize it's not just groceries that we're looking for coupons for. It's groceries, household products, cleaning products, all that. It's not just food. It's our basic, you know, bathroom tissue and all that. So it's food plus it's non-food essentials that we need when we look for coupons. Okay? Now, she gave us a little fly that says living almost free, which I really don't see how you can live almost free by using just coupons. But like I said, if you live in small town USA, that's fine. You can find better deals and better products, and yes, your food is cheap. You go into small town USA and you look at your supermarket, their supermarket, and their meat prices compared to a major city like, say, Chicago or New York. Totally different. I can go into, like I told you, I went to Vegas a few times. I always stay in a supermarket. The supermarkets are dirt cheap. Where their steak is maybe $3, my steak is $25. So you see the difference? Anyway, the key points of this coupon seminar I went to. Number one, never use coupons on full price. So if you have a full price item, say you have chicken a little chicken that costs $5, and you have a coupon, get $1 off a chicken. You wait till the chicken goes on sale, and then you use the sale price plus the coupon, brings your chicken down to maybe $3. If your coupon does not expire. See, that's why I had a problem with that, because if I collect coupons and I wait, and okay, sometimes coupons are 2-3 months, and maybe the chicken will go on sale between those 2 or 3 months, or maybe it won't. So it's either use the coupon on the expensive chicken or wait till the chicken goes on sale and just buy the chicken on sale, because your coupon may have expired. See, that's one of the problems I had with it. Another one they stated, wait until items are rock-bottom sales. Wait till the stores give you rock-bottom sales on certain items that you buy, either shopping or I'm talking about not just grocery stores, I'm talking about drug stores too. If you're looking for a certain item, wait till it goes rock-bottom. So if you get, say, shampoo that's 89 cents and you have a 50-cent off coupon, so the shampoo is like 30-something cents. So that's all well and good if you have the coupon, number one, and if the coupon ain't expired by the time the thing goes to rock bottom. And if it's at rock bottom price and it's cheap, just buy the dead one thing. This is my philosophy, but these are my personal opinions on the things that they said in this Live Almost Free seminar. buy stuff on sale and save it. Okay, we kind of know that. Well, what they mean is if you find a sale on, like, chicken, I've been looking at chicken as 89, 69 cents, so you can get a whole family pack of chicken for, like, $4. That's a good sale, especially if you can feed your family for 2-3 days on a pack of chicken. Yeah, you stock up. Or if you find a good piece of meat that's under $5, okay? If you find, like, corned beef, for example, I was looking at corned beef. My corned beef here, a small one, is like $23. But if I can get my corned beef that will cost me maybe $10, I'll stock up on it because I know it'll be back to $23, $24 soon. So I'll stock up on it. I won't buy a lot of them. Maybe I'll buy two. So I'm getting two for the price of one. So if you find good sales, food, cereal, things like that, that's when they mean stock up on it. That way you'll have them for later, which this is something I totally agree with because I do it. So you stock up when you find stuff that's on sale. You have your little food pantry. You're using coupons and your food like you would your emergency money fund. You know when we talk about you have money for emergencies just in case I get a flat tire or just in case I need something. So we have emergency fund for money. You have emergency food fund too, which means you stock up on your essentials that you know that's not going to perish, and you keep them because you don't know if there's an emergency where maybe there's a snowstorm or something happened where your supermarkets are not getting any food in and your family won't go hungry because you have stuff stored away for emergencies. I'm not saying keep it for 100 years. I'm just saying you stock up on basic stuff. Stuff, like I said, you know that won't go bad if it stays for a couple months or maybe if it stays for a year. So you treat your food pantry like an emergency fund with your money. You save up for emergencies with your money. You save up for emergencies with your food, which that was a good point she pointed out. You use your coupons to do good. You save your coupons and you use them on food products that are rock bottom or on sale, and your excess food that you know you and your family don't need, or you have abundance and you have enough, you donate the excess food to the shelters. Just like we donate the clothes and we donate the furniture, you use your coupons and you get a lot of like toiletries and whatever, and you donate them to the people that are less fortunate, which is a very good idea. She also talked about going online, like we always do, and you talk and you find coupons online that are printable. But that wastes up a lot of ink, I found. I used to do that too. Go online to different coupon places and print up coupons. But again, like I said, it wastes a lot of ink. The coupon really has to be worthwhile because I noticed here in New York, our coupons have changed. It used to be buy one box of cereal and you get 50 cent or 75 cent off the price. Now it's buy two boxes of cereal and you get 50 cents off. Now instead of buying the one product, you have to buy two for the same value or buy two soap powders. And you get 25% off those two big boxes of soap powder. It doesn't pay. Personally, to me, like I said, it doesn't pay. Also, she stressed, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about, I went to a shop for Almost Free, was a Living for Almost Free coupon seminar last week, and I wanted to go over some of the key points that was told about saving coupons and saving money with coupons. Always have a price in mind that you want to pay when you go food shopping. That was a good idea, too. That was a point, meaning that just like when we go on vacation, we have a price in mind that we have a budget. This is how much we're going to actually spend for our vacation. When we go buy a pair of shoes, we should have a price in mind. I'm only going to spend X amount of dollars to buy a pair of shoes. Or I'm only going to spend X amount of dollars to get a new car, or if I need a washer and dryer, or if I need a new rug for my house. We have a certain price in mind that we are not going over. A lot of times we don't do that with food, and that's a good idea. Have a price in mind. If you only want to spend $2.50 for a big box of family cereal, that's your price. If you only want to spend, maybe $5 for some meat that would feed the whole family, that's your price. If you only want to spend maybe $3.50 on a half a gallon of milk, that's your price. Or if you only want to spend $2.50 on a half a gallon of milk, that's your price. Keep your price in mind of how much you want to spend. Or you can do it this way. Every time you go to the supermarket, which should be no more than maybe twice a month, that's your supermarket budget. Have a budget. I'm only going to spend for my family, which is a family, say, of four, or a family of two, X amount of dollars. Okay? And this is what I spend for the month. So if a family of four, if you're spending $300, that's $150 first week. That's $150 the last week. You know what I'm saying? So every time you go to the supermarket, which should only be twice a month, you only can spend $150. If you can make it cheaper than that where you live, God bless you. For, like, again, and I'm just using me for example. For example, my food budget is out of control. Between the food, grocery stores, and the eating out, I'm averaging about $400 a month. And that, to me, is way too much money for two people. So my food budget for May is to cut it down. Number one, take out the eating out as much. Number two, I want my food budget to be maybe like $300. I'm really trying to get down to $250. But I would be happy if I can save the $200. So my food budget, I would like for it to be at least like maybe $300 for the month for two people. And I think that's more than enough food for two people for a month. So have a budget in mind. Set a food budget and stick to it. This is where your coupons come in, because the coupons will help you save money on your food budget, which you really do need to have. She also pointed out, set a goal for yourself. And anything you do in life, you need to set a goal. Ask yourself, why am I using coupons? What is the goal for me to use these coupons? Where am I going to find my coupons? And what am I going to do with the money that's saved for when I save money with these coupons? So if you set a goal and said, okay, fine, I want to save my food bill, like I was just saying, my food bill is $500, so my goal is to get it down to $300. That's a $200 savings. By using coupons or by buying only things that's on sale, by doing without a lot of things that I really don't need, because that adds up to a food bill too, buying a whole bunch of junk that you don't need. So my goal is to get my food bill down to $300. You have a goal. What is your goal? To get your food bill down to what? And what are you going to do with the money you save that you're not spending anymore on food? Are you going to use it for retirement? Or are you going to use it for taking your family on a nice vacation? Or are you going to use the excess money to pay down your bills? You set a goal and say, well, look, when I save money from food, I can use this money, my food money now, towards something else. So you always have to have a goal. And on that note, a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you, too, can be on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to play, please contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will discuss promotional opportunities for you and your company. Getting back to our regularly scheduled program, we are talking about coupons. And I was going over some of the main tips from the coupon seminar I went to this week. And I was thinking, while on commercial, a lot, I say living in New York, you can't do it, but some people can do it living here. I just haven't found a way to do it right. If you're in a New York area, even if you're not, and you have a way to help people save with coupons, and you yourself have saved with coupons, contact me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com. We would love to hear your story on how you use your coupons, how do you save money with coupons, and where do you find your coupons. And that's another thing, okay? The seminar, the woman in the seminar was telling us how we found our coupons, okay? Because that's why a lot of us want to be there. Where are we getting all the coupons? Number one, we know we're getting out of our Sunday papers, okay? We know we have a little flyer around here that comes in that they give us a bunch of coupons in a little flyer pack. I think that's on Wednesday. Sometime we find them on the internet. Sometime we ask our friends and stuff that live in different places to send us coupons because they have different coupons than we have, depending on what areas you live in. Okay, because they have different stores than what we have. So you just have to look around. But the speaker at this event was telling us to buy 5 and 6 newspapers because, of course, Newsday was sponsoring it. And this is what the coupons are in our Newsday newspaper. So I'm buying 5 papers at $1 a piece on Sunday. That's $5. So the coupon person was telling us that the $5 that we spend on the Sunday paper to get all these so-called coupons, we will get it back with the savings that we make from the coupons. That's bull dinky stinky. Number one, you may be able to do that where you live, in Vegas or in Oklahoma or in Kansas and in New York. We do have coupons, okay? You can't save enough to make up the $5. And you're getting 5 papers every Sunday. 5, 10, 15, 20. That's 20 papers for the month. Sanitation is not going to like you because you have to recycle those papers. And that's a lot of papers to have in a house, okay? So you can find other ways to get your coupons. One Sunday paper, yes. We all read the Sunday paper. Get it online. Look around. And ask for them. So that was one of the things that I did not agree with when it comes to finding coupons. To sum it all up, when it comes to coupons, have a food budget. Have a food goal, okay? Know what you're saving the money for and use the money that you save towards something that you want to do, something fun. Paying down your debt. Okay, that's not fun, but vacations or do something fun with it. Always have a price in mind when you go food shopping or when you spend your money, period, on anything. I only want to spend X amount of dollars for this, okay? And stick to it, okay? Number two, too bad you can't negotiate your food, you know? You go in the supermarket and say, look, you got this chicken for $5. I'll give you $3 for it. You know, wouldn't it be fun to kind of negotiate your food prices? Just one time, you know, just negotiate. Also, she stated, shopping in big box stores like Sam's Town, Costco's, PJ's, yes, you do buy in bulk, but you have to buy stuff that you really need, and you have to make sure that it's cost effective when you buy it, okay? Because if you buy a big thing of mayonnaise and you're not going to use it because you're not a restaurant, that mayonnaise is going to go to waste. Okay, so when you go to big box stores, make sure whatever you buy is cost effective. Like if you buy laundry detergent, you can use that because it never goes bad. If you buy stuff for your bathroom, like bathroom cleaners and stuff, that never goes bad. If you buy carpet cleaners and stuff, never goes bad. If you buy, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, stuff that you know you need that's not going to go bad for a long period of time, and that you buy it on sale, and you buy with coupons. So overall, the seminar was a lot of fun. It was very informative. It was free, and it was a lot of people there. But my thing is, a lot of people left disappointed because she did not really talk about things that pertain to us here living in an expensive city like New York. She did general overall talking about coupons, and you get what you get out of it. That's the only thing I can say, you get what you get. Folks, we have a little bit of time, so what is going on in your world? Let me tell you what's going on in mine. I got robbed, folks. Not stick up with a gun. I got robbed. You know how I got robbed? I got robbed because I went gambling yesterday, and my local casino is a ripoff. And you gamble for the fun of it, and you set a budget when you gamble, but I got ripped off yesterday. And I got ripped off because I haven't been to my local casino in a couple of months, and they didn't give me anything free. They're not giving anybody anything, no incentive to stay there, no free food, no free gambling time, no free nothing. Nothing. And the people were there like zombies. They were just putting their money in, putting their money in, putting their money in. And you know what? I went there, and I thought I was going to have fun, and I got depressed, right? Because I basically go to casinos, and I go gambling, and I go with coupons. Really, no joke. I have coupons when I go gambling. I have coupons for free food. I have coupons to play my slot machine. They give me like $10, $20, whatever. We have coupons for free rooms, especially when we go to Atlantic City and Vegas and things like that. We use coupons, okay? And that's another thing, too. When you go on vacations, you always look for coupons because it saves you money. You look for good deals, and you also use coupons. And when I go, even when I go to my local gambling casino, they used to give me coupons. Sometimes free parking. They don't give me anything anymore. So my thing is, if you don't value me as a customer and you're ripping me off, you're robbing me of my money, at least let me feel good and give me something for it. You know what I'm saying? Rob me, but say, hey, I'm robbing you, but I'm going to give you something to eat. Or I'm going to take all your money and I'm going to give you a little free play before I take all your money to make you feel like I gave you something. You know what I'm saying? I work too hard for my money. Well, I used to work too hard for my money. And money's not easy to come by since I'm not working anymore. But I was so depressed when I went there. I just said, no, I'm not hanging with them no more. Because you're not offering me anything, any incentive to go there. So if you want to go places to have fun and do what you got to do, but if you're not giving me any incentive, I'm not going there anymore. It was just really depressing. People were so obsessed, and you know, it's not fun. Gambling is supposed to be fun. Just like when you go to amusement parks, you're supposed to go there, have rides, listen to the music, and just have fun. It's not fun. Well, that place is not fun anymore. So that was my story with you so far. I hope you got a lot out of the coupon thing. I wanted to talk to you about it because I was a little excited about going and finding out the information. You know, I always share information with you. Because why? Your family. And we do that. Folks, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, like I said, we have family and we have been together for so long. And I love you to death. But if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about saving, making, and having fun with money that you want answered, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly investigate it. I will talk about it. And maybe you're not the only one who wants to know the answer to the question. So email me with that. Also, I'm going to have a question answer probably in May. So get your questions in. You know where to find me. If you have any questions or anything, like I said, I'm going to have a Q&A probably next month. I'll let you know when. On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I appreciate you. I love you. And I want you to save that money and have a great, great Sunday because it's beautiful out and you need to be out there just enjoying life. Have a great day. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.